Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pick and Pot podcast in association with Pick and Roll and Zoom TV. I'm Christopher Tyler, and alongside me, as always, is Damien Arsenis. Mate, welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure at this time of the year. NBA playoffs and so much basketball news this week.
Mate, we're going to jump straight into it because there is a lot to talk about. We're going to start off, as we always do, with the starting five, where we have a look at five topics in 5 minutes. And of course, where can we start but with the NBA playoffs, where once again guaranteed to get an Australian win an NBA title with the Golden State Warriors coming back from a 3-1 series deficit to come back and clinch the game in Game 7. Phenomenal game.
How good was that?
Series. Love it. And of course, the best thing about it means either Andrew Bogut or Matthew Dellavedova are going to get a ring.
How good's that? And we go back to the Spurs. This is going to be three consecutive years, an Australian, and of course with the Spurs there was two back then with Patty Mills and Aaron Baines.
Yeah.
That Australians have won an NBA title. There's not many countries can say that apart from maybe some of the Spurs players.
Exactly.
But yeah. Look, it's great for Australian basketball and the fact that Andrew Bogut's been able to get back there with the Warriors and the way they did that, you know, having to win three straight games, including a road game against the Thunder.
And one of Bogey's games was very important as well. 15-14, a nice double-double in, I think, game four, was it?
Game four or five.
He has the ability to do that, and he needed to step up because Stephen Adams was really dominating in the paint there. He played phenomenally. We spoke about him last week. And,
yes, that's right.
And how good he's been. But Bogey's really stepped up a little bit. So the question that I want to ask you, Damo, for this topic, who do you think will have more impact for their respective teams in this playoff series out of Matthew Dellavedova and Andrew Bogut?
Well, look, I think the Warriors need some rim protection here against the Cavs, particularly with a guy like LeBron James who likes to drive into the paint. I think they really need to protect that rim. They're not as potent from the three-point line as what the Warriors are. But having said that, we've seen in the playoffs how well the Cavs have actually shot the three ball.
Well, they're shooting just about as well as anyone else. They're shooting just as well as the Warriors. They're shooting at an incredibly high clip. I think in one of the series, they broke the record for the most amount of threes in a series. So they kind of can't really be discouraged.
They cannot be underestimated.
The arc there. So.
No, can't be underestimated. And then you got Matthew Dellavedova, and we all know some of the success he had against Steph Curry last year, and just absolutely hounding him. It was temporary success, but he had some success. And I think if we look at who the Cavs have to be able to guard Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving can't. He's just like a matador. We'll just let him go through to the paint. So who's going to take Curry? And I think Dellavedova is a logical choice. He's also got the height advantage over him to make him shoot, you know, a little bit harder over the top of someone. So,
although we've seen him shoot plenty of threes over even someone like Stephen Adams. So look, sometimes it doesn't really matter who you put on
him. Totally agree. And Steph Curry is on another planet. So for the Cavs, it's all around slowing him. And I think both these Aussies are going to play an important role, and I guess that's one of the unforeseen things. Let's see how that all unfolds.
Now, from all the Aussies in the NBA currently to the Aussies that want to make it into the NBA, the NBA draft pre-workouts continue, Damo, with Thonmaker impressing for both the Suns and the Kings, while Malou and Deng also show off their skills in Sacramento. So there's four guys who have done their pre-draft workouts at Sacramento. What chance do you give it seeing an Aussie play for the Kings next year, or at least be on the roster?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because the Sacramento Kings have publicly come out and said their second-round draft pick, I can't remember what number it is, but is really going to be around a development-type role. And if we're looking at the Aussies there in particular, well, Maker probably needs development. He's probably going to go first round now after really impressing in some of those workouts, particularly with his interviews, which we'll touch on in a sec.
He should be somewhere in the 20s.
Yeah, he's probably going to be in the 20s, whereas a guy like Venki Joyce, a guy like Marjuk Deng, those guys in particular do fit that sort of player that the Kings are looking for in that spot. So they're doing their due diligence and they've come out publicly and said they've done really well, those guys.
Here's the second half of the question. Do we want to see someone in Sacramento? I guess having someone in Sacramento is better than not being in the NBA at all. But is that really a place to cherish and get the most out of you?
Well, I guess...
we see it's kind of like a black hole for a lot of NBA players, Sacramento, a little bit.
Yeah, look, I'm not going to go Sacramento because I think it's got to come down to the right situation for the right player. I would like to see a guy like Venki Joyce, who is such a hard worker and does those little things, the intangibles that don't often come up in a stat sheet. When I think of that, I think Matthew Dellavedova. And, you know, in all reality, not being drafted was probably the best possible outcome for Matthew Dellavedova because he had his destiny in his own hands. He wasn't going to be stashed anywhere and he worked his way onto a roster. And I think a guy like Venki Joyce can do the same thing. Marjuk Deng could be a little bit different, but he's been really impressive as well. And there's talk that he is a legitimate, now really firming as a likely late round second draft pick.
Topic number three, the Boomers are set to take on the Pac-12 College All-Stars demo in Melbourne next month. My question to you, is there any point to this? And I say that, it sounds rude, but I'm just going to read you through some of the names for the Pac-12 College All-Stars. And I watch a lot of college basketball. I watch a lot of Pac-12. Here are some of the names for this game. And let me know if you've heard of these guys. Trey Holder.
Yep, I've heard of him. Yep.
Jordan McLaughlin, Kadeem Allen, Stevie Thompson, Lorenzo Bonham, Dorian Pickens, Matisse Thybul, Stephen Domingo, Wesley Gordon, Drew Eubanks, Josh Hawkinson, and Chance Comanche.
I can probably say yes to four of those players.
I'm probably about two or three.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
Call it a Pac-12 College All-Stars demo?
Well, it's a Pac-12 college team, and let's put it that way. Are they very talented players? They certainly are.
If you're playing the Pac-12, you're talented.
Yeah, exactly right. My whole thing with this is, I guess with the Pac-12, there's sort of a missed opportunity here too, because there's two very talented Australian junior representatives that have played for Australia at junior level before playing in the Pac-12. And that's Jonah Bolden, who's a son of Bruce Bolden, who used to play in the NBL. So Australian fans would be very familiar with that surname. Playing at UCLA, that's a missed opportunity. I think he should have been included in that squad. That's a draw card. And the other guy is Keanu Pinder, another son of a former NBL player in Kendall Tiny Pinder, particularly known for the Perth Wildcats. So he's, again, in the same boat, and he's at Arizona this year as a junior transfer. And I think it would have been great to see those guys there as being an additional draw to say, hey, there's a couple of Aussies on the other team as well. Having said that, this is a preparation. I know it's a farewell, and I guess as an Aussie fan, you probably wanted to see a bigger team, maybe another national team come down to Australia and play, or another high-profile team. But really, for the Boomers in their stage of preparation, they're coming off a camp. They really want to practice their sets. They want to practice their defensive principles and their strategies ahead of playing the tough competition in their European lead-up games to the Olympics. So, and when they hit Brazil. So I think it's a good opportunity for them to do that against a team that they should pretty much wipe off the court.
Topic number four, and this just brings so much joy to me, Daniel. ESPN is set to expand Oceania's NBA coverage next season, which is fantastic news as it is, and we'll touch on that in a tick. But my question before we get into that...
You're asking me lots of questions today.
I know. But obviously, when we get something that we want, the next thing that we focus on is, what's the next thing that we want? So now that we've got five games a week, which is what
brilliant.
It's going to be, which is fantastic, and we love it, and well done to ESPN, because I don't have League Pass, and so it's fantastic that I can finally watch five games of NBA a week rather than two, which was this season. What's the next thing that we want to see?
Well, it's the thing I think all fans want right away, and that's an NBA game in Australia.
I think so. We've got the five games a week ticked, done.
Yep.
Let's move on to the next one. Let's bring a game to Australia.
Well, in many ways, Australians have got access to the NBA in a multitude of ways anyway. ESPN being the icing on the cake, because increasingly a lot of Australians have got access to pay television, and with ESPN being on that. And then there's the proliferation of all those online channels as well, such as your Fetches, your Stans, and whatever, offering subscriptions like with ESPN available. So that's how I watch it. And you've got League Pass, and a lot of Australians, as we've talked about before, we lead the world in subscriptions per capita. So we've had access to that.
And
we haven't had...
And a lot of that is due to the fact that we only had two games a week to begin with.
Well, exactly right. And we need a game in Australia. I think, in many ways, the NBA is lagging behind other American sports. We've had baseball come out.
Absolutely.
We've had English Premier League teams come out. We've had all these really big teams and sports come out. We have not yet had an NBA game in Australia.
We're seeing college football come later this year as well. We need to be able to bring this game. We want to be greedy here. We're greedy. We love our basketball so much.
We can fill a football stadium for one of these games.
We're going to demand a lot because we love our basketball, Damon, and we want to see it cherish.
And we're not going to let this go, are we, Chris? We're going to keep on this until we get a game here in Australia, because we've got so many Aussies in the NBA now. We've talked about, four guys that could end up in the NBA when you throw in a Ryan Brokoff and some of the other emerging talent we've got coming through. There's every chance we could have more than 10 Aussies in the NBA next season. It's just building this case. And, I hear about what the money's in Europe and the money's in Asia. We've got people in Australia that will attend a game.
Without a doubt. Topic number five to finish us off, and we don't have a lot of time here, so it'll be relatively quick. But four Aussies, Damo, remain in European playoff contention. No question here, so I'll just let you,
You love me going on this. In Lithuania, you've got Brock Modum and Angus Brand, who we've been talking about. They've been locked at 1-1 in their series, so they're really going the line. Down the line. So you've got Brock Modum playing for Zalgiris Kaunas, and you've got Angus Brand playing for Neptunas Klaipeda.
Very good.
I think that's how you pronounce it. And then we've also got Brad Newley and Gran Canaria playing in the Spanish ACB. They're also in playoff bound. And David Anderson, Melbournean, he's just made the French Pro A Championship Final Series with ASVEL Lyon Villeurbanne. I think that's how you say it.
No, just showing off. Now, just before we finish off here, Damon, we've just gone ticked over 10 minutes here, but obviously with the playoffs starting tomorrow at 11 a.m. or the final starting tomorrow at 11 a.m.
That's Friday Australian time.
We want to know who wins out of the Cavs and the Warriors in each game, game one, two, and three, and who out of Matthew Dellavedova and Andrew Bogut will have the most influence on their team come the end of the series.
We sort of touched a bit earlier. I think they both need to contribute in various ways for their team. It'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. I think through the first three games, I think it's going to run with the home teams. I think they're both good enough. Both teams have found some really good form at the right time of the year.
So you're going Warriors, Cavs?
Correct. So it's going to be 2-1 to the Warriors after three games. And the Warriors just ran themselves into some form after, Steph Curry was spluttering a little bit early on, coming back from, a bung leg. And they really hit their straps against the Thunder. The Thunder have played them into some form. They had to play exceptional to beat a red-hot Thunder team. So they're coming in hot. The Cavs have been able to regroup, have some time off. They played really well as well. So this is going to be what I think is going to be a great playoff series, a great final series.
I think a lot of it's going to be played from outside of the paint and outside of the arc, which means that I think Dellavedova is going to have more of an influence than Bogey. But I think you're right. I think 2-1 is what most people are going to tip at the moment. They'll probably be, I don't know if it'll go the home team till the end of the series, but I think the first three is pretty confident that you can say 2 to Golden State, 1 to Cleveland. We'll follow back, we'll check back in next week and see how we've done, and we'll do it all again for the next three games.
Right.
But Damo, thank you for joining us as always. Where can we find all your stuff?
You can find us at pickandroll.com.au and also on Facebook and Twitter, which is pickandrollau.